Well, the easiest thing to say about Pat Connor is he's the most honest man I've ever met in my life. He's never moaned in his life. He never moaned while he was in hospital. I think the only time he ever moaned was when Martin McVan had got on the coach. But that's understandable. But as a man, everyone what knew him respected him. And like I say,
the outpouring was...
Well, the outpouring will be tremendous there. Everyone knows him, from MPs to chief inspectors to councillors to youth clubs, everything else like that. The man was still signing cheques for his own funeral at 12 o'clock, 8 hours before he died. He was in no pain and he loves everyone.
What's your best memory, like, just being, it was like his thing, telling your number two?
Well, as my number two, my best memory was, on many occasions, telling him he's sacked, and he says, you can't sack me, I'm better than you, and that's Pat.
Top man. And in one word, if you can sum it up?
Legend
of a football. He's 78 this, well, he was 78 this year, and... It's
what
football
mad. About.
It's football mad. Oh, and he ain't sitting with a passion.
Cheers, mate. Thanks, mate.
I'm sorry for
it. Easy, man. Yeah.
Cheers, mate.
All right, lad. Baron, thanks very much.
Hi all, this is Red News Podcast 15 and we're in the car with the sellers after the game that wasn't. I'm all a bit baffled, we don't know what's happened. We've all been moved quickly. Let's talk of suspect package. It's all very bizarre. None of us have ever been through that. Remember in the 70s they used to have a light that would go off if there was a warning and people would just stay in. But I have always been a bit worried that Old Trafford could be a target. That's, I hope everything's all right. I thought the police and the stewards cleared it quite quickly. Well, at first it was a bit, no one seemed to know what was going on.
Didn't seem to be any panic.
No, I think most people were just a bit bemused, weren't they? Because it was so late on. There were rumours it was going to be 45 minutes. But we're all right. I was worried about my Nick and Nathan Sellers at the top there. So you all right?
Fine, yeah.
Sums up a very strange, weird, odd... I was so desperate to get to the end of the league campaign and it's like it's going to drag on. Someone said, Van Gaal's done it to try and keep himself in a job for a couple of weeks. So, I don't know really what to say. The game that wasn't. I heard all the people saying, oh, it's the best first half they've seen all season. So, let's talk final thoughts. Cup final, we're all excited, aren't we?
It'd be really interesting to see when the game is rescheduled.
I don't know what they'll do, how they'll do it.
And depending on, obviously, what happens with City, it's obviously 1-1 at the moment.
Yeah. Well, that's,
whether
yeah.
they're going to play a full team in it, or because of the yeah. cup final and stuff, and, you know...
You'd think they'd want to get
results,
it played as quickly
as... You know,
as...
we could drop down to 7th if it doesn't go our way and stuff, so it's interesting.
It'll be a very odd mood if City win and...
I just hope that if, you know... It's not played behind closed doors. I mean, all right, even if it is, as long as it's on telly or something.
Yeah, they've got to play it in front of people. You can't let people win and you can't let fear take over. I mean, I felt sorry. There's people who have known, who've travelled from America for the final game like they do every year, and there's a couple of kids crying and you don't know what to say. Like, there's a girl's birthday. And there was a kid, Bournemouth kid, and I felt really sorry for him. I mean...
Obviously, better safe than sorry.
Yeah, you...
Still...
I don't know if it's out of our league. We're just trying to sell the mag. And I appreciate everyone who's done that. This sport sold this season. It's been a tough one, but I really appreciate it. The thing, I was gutted because I hug people at the end to their annoyance, saying goodbye for the summer, and I never even got to do that to people.
Yeah.
So you missed out on hugs.
It's all about...
A Jan Mata Ashwan hug. Deflated after West Ham, where I thought even 18 minutes in a game from... doing it, I really thought we had a chance, and it's put that sort of fear of the cup final back in, that could we lose that as well?
Could at least they're well rested after the intensity of Tuesday. I mean, they just looked like they were just chasing the game for 90 minutes, so
yeah.
To be fair, a rest for a few of those players might not be a bad thing.
Someone's just put, does that mean Fellaini's banned if the game plays after the cup final? He would be, wouldn't he, because it's the next three.
If, you can't see it even being after the final.
No.
Can you? It's
very odd.
Interesting.
It feels surreal there, going past Hotel Football, and everyone's obviously, they've sent most people my way, and people just didn't know where they were going. Yeah. So, look, the roads are just gridlocked. But we're all excited for the cup final.
You've got to be, aren't you, really? You can't not be. I am. There for so long.
My emotions for it, I've put in the mag, and I love it. I'm of an age where I just, it means still so much to me. And because the absence makes the heart go fonder, because it's been so long. We're desperate for seller's tickets, if anyone can help. Nick's got sorted, so we're after for a few. And then we're going to have a good day, celebrate, enjoy. Van Gaal does his post-match dance and then he fucks off. We all agreed about that, aren't we?
Yeah, he's got. Oh, we still think he's going to go on, even if he gets fourth in the FA Cup. Everyone still wants him gone. I don't know anyone that wants him there.
No.
I don't even think he wants to be there.
So, and players-wise, I'm worried still about De Gea. Although it's 50-50 off one of his mates, who says his girlfriend's started coming over a lot more and she's not hating it as much. But you think if we're not in the Champions League, would he fuck off?
No. Yes is the short answer.
And then there's all these ponderables. Will Schneiderlin have as bad as the first season? Will Memphis be as shite?
I think Schneiderlin would be great under someone like Mourinho. I really do.
Well, we're back to the old Mourinho debate, yeah, then, aren't we?
I think it'd be great under any other manager that, you know, has actually got an idea of what they want to do.
Yeah.
We'll see.
I still think every day that goes on longer is a day less of Jose's chances. And what I said last time about it, me swinging, I wake up and I think, I don't like him. I know he'd win. I don't like many of them, but he just gives me, I don't know. There's so many mates.
Anymore.
No, Simeone, but we've said they're this.
The only way Simeone will come is if Atletico win the Champions League in a couple of weeks.
And then he's done everything.
Yeah. Nathan's getting out, so it'll be me and Nick completing this. Thanks for everything, Nathan. He's top seller. So let us know and we'll sort out everything. Yeah. Thanks, mate. Cheers, right, Nathan.
See ya.
I'll get in the front, yeah? Right, you now hearing me get out of the car, an old fat man taking his time. This is all sound effects, isn't it, if anyone's still listening? Right, come on, Nick, tell me your thoughts.
I'm just looking forward to next Saturday. That's getting me through today, really, and knowing that I'm going is a massive boost.
Yeah, I feel sorry for it. There's so many without, and you think, when you see that middle section of wankers, corporate twats...
Where I'll be.
20,000, I know, but there's not. How many are actually going to be real? There's going to be a few hundred, but... It's just a tick off the box for advertisers and marketing. But no, right, we've moaned all season. We're going to win the FA Cup. He's going to limbo himself away to Portugal forever and ever. And we're going to start thinking happier thoughts about Manchester United, aren't we?
Well, feel a lot happier when he's left.
But that's what I mean.
I can't guarantee that we're going to win the FA Cup. It's a 50-50 one, isn't it, on the day, and... That is going to be a tough game. You can't say it's not going to be hard. There's no way we're going to go out there and win 3-4-0.
We struggled against Everton, and look how bad they've been since, and before and since.
We'll make hard work for ourselves in that game. And to be honest, even if we lost it, that would sum up this season even more. Thinking that we've actually always had that little bit of hope, even today, going down to the last day, thinking...
But there was such a gloom. Did you find people, the regulars, were really gloomy about today going in before it all? You know, just like flat, knowing... Miracles aren't, and I just want the buzz. I want people, you know, the kids, people to be going into Old Trafford smiling again, and there's a buzz, and you're thinking, you know, we shouldn't be last game going in distant hope of fourth. We should be, this should be the title parade. It should be title 21, the badges 21, you know?
21 badges.
So that order's on hold, that's for sure. So what's been your highlight and low light of the season?
Highlight is... He's easy, Martial. There's no question.
Which there. Moment, though? The semi?
The semi and the Scousers stick out massively. I mean, his goals have just been brilliant, haven't they, this season? He's not just scored like average goals. He's scored very good goals, hasn't he? So he's been the standout.
Scousers was great. Derby, West Ham. But I think Martial, the semi... I've said this is a bit bizarre, as my logic is, that if that's what Heron must be like, that pure 1 minute of bruises that you don't know where you are, you're so away with it, And we used to have that all the time. Yeah. And now that's, you know, we've had a few moments. That drug of unite where you're just ballooning with strangers, I fucking love that. If I could inject that every day, I would. That united, that, a minute of united every day.
If you could bottle that feeling.
That's the Glazers, they should get investing in it. But you think that, and Rashford, I think, you know, the kids, but I'm sick and tired with the goalie being the best player. Let the goalie have fuck all to do. So I don't know. Everyone at United seems to say Ed is a differing. Moyes, like, doesn't know what he's doing. So I don't even now think they've got a plan, and it's going to wake up that Monday after the cup final. And I should imagine it'd be clinical. We'll know if he's going or staying. Everyone thinks he's got to go. Then wherever, whoever, we start looking forward to.
Yeah,
we'll find out what we do afterwards.
Might do a cup final one anyway. Thanks all, and I've interviewed Jeff before the game, before it got called off, who's a bloody legend. He will never gives it the big un, but just a few of his stories from a lifetime of supporting the Reds. All right, cheers everyone. Say bye, baby.
Bye.
Right, good to go. Right, I'm with a legend of a supporter who'd never admit, so Jeff. How old are you, mate, if you don't mind saying?
72, day before the cup final.
Right, and tell me the stat that you gave the other week.
Been to 55 league games with United away to Arsenal, missed two.
Incredible, which were?
I was in America twice, one when Thierry Henry got that lucky goal. and the other time we lost 3-0 and Nicky Butt got sent off.
And it's not just there, you've got the runs, you've been going years and years and years.
Yeah, I've been going to West Ham since 1959, 60 season, and Tottenham.
What was your first game?
55-56 at Arsenal.
What can you remember?
Dennis Violet scoring, Duncan Edwards getting punched by a bloke called Cliff Holton, Tommy Taylor having a shot which missed the goal and hit one of those box cameras and smashed it to bits.
What were the babes like to watch?
Good, very good. I mean, the only disappointment was that for that 58 game, the lad who used to take me because I was a kid, he'd joined the Navy, so I wasn't able to go, which is gutting, as it turned out. I mean, I went to the semi-final replay against Fulham in 58 at Arsenal.
Yeah.
You know, we had a school trip up for that. So
it's incredible.
Yeah.
And what are the standout memories for you in all those years of seeing the night? What are your standout memories? I'll just sell a Mag Circle.
68.
Yeah. What was that like?
Randy, brilliant.
Cheers, mate. There's 15. Cheers, mate. Oops, sorry. And there's... thank you. Cheers. And there's that. Have a nice summer, mate. Take care of yourself. Yeah, so...
And the other memory, obviously, 66, 67, 6-1 at West Ham, you asked me about, that was, at Norwich.
And that was... Bottles were flying everywhere, weren't they?
Yeah, we got... I had my kid brothers in that with me. And obviously you paid at the gate in them days when it was decent, you know.
Yeah.
Not like the rubbish now, like organising your holiday. And we got pounded with fruit at that market up by Upton Park.
Let me see that. This is so bloody good taken. I'm such an idiot. Yeah, it's true.
Oh, yeah, it was superb. You know, it's my... Cousins from Manchester come down, you know, and I met all them and everything. It's a real good day.
So you've seen, you know, the modern United develop as well.
Yeah.
So that must have been the buzz seeing us back to winning the leagues and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, Doherty's time was good. That was probably when you started.
Yeah, that was when I started.
That was a good era.
What's your favourite season, team?
Well, obviously, being a Dennis Law fan.
Yeah, the man.
Yeah. I'm just gutted that I haven't got the money that I got nowadays when he was playing.
Yeah, yeah.
You know.
Is he your favourite player?
Oh, Christ, yeah. Never really replaced. Yeah.
And what was Duncan Edwards?
Duncan
as good as that?
Yeah. Yeah. I saw him play for England as well, so.
And how do you feel we're coming out to United these days?
Yeah, it's crap, isn't it? I mean, I just want him to go, but knowing his luck, City are going to lose today.
Are you, mate? You're right. Sorry,
we'll
I'm doing another cell.
Keep him and have another year of
crap. Well, my... Actually, cheers, mate. Nice one. I'm just taping his memories of United.
No, that's a good keeper.
Nice one. Cheers, mate.
See you.
But my thing is, win the cup. Celebrate when he goes on the Monday. That'll be it. But you've seen bad times. I mean, the relegation. Was the relegation as bad as this, or...?
Yeah, it was.
But not as dull? Were we more entertaining?
Dull and bad.
Yeah.
But surprisingly, at the end of the season, they'd started winning.
Yeah.
You know, they started winning games, they're starting to pick up, so you could see they were going to carry it on.
Yeah.
But they just didn't have time to get enough points at the end of the season.
And when was your first game here?
Didn't get here till 63. Georgie's best second game. What's 5-1 against Burnley.
And what do you remember? Christmas. What was it like coming here in those days?
Not good, but they couldn't believe here that me and the two mates,
yeah,
like from down our way,
yeah,
because Tottenham had their super team.
Yeah.
How come you come up here to watch this when you could go to Tottenham? You know, they just couldn't understand it.
But you're United, you are United, and you don't give it the big end, you know, you just, people won't know of you, but you've done all these games.
I mean, I'd only got a ticket the other night because Boosh bought it
for
me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, and how did it feel going to Upton Park for last time?
All right. I mean, I'm not going to say I miss it.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, they made more fuss of that than bloody Ivory, didn't they?
Yeah, 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 it did become a bit loose.
You know.
So if you have to pick all those years, one game from all the years you've seen.
That 6-1 at West Ham was something good. Special because Dennis was playing.
Yeah.
You know, and Vestey and Bobby Charlton and Guerrand and that. You know, they were special players.
Brilliant.
Well, but, yours... I mean, they were my favourite team because I couldn't sort of...
Well, you're a special one. Thanks for that.
Okay,
thanks so much, Jeff.
All right, cheers.
And I'll see you next week.
Okay.
Cheers. Thank you.